Welcome back. Our next guest moves in two seemingly different worlds, the Ivory Tower and the Fitness Center. By day, Leanne McTavish is a professor of art history at the University of Alberta in Canada. She lectures there on the 17th century history of the body and its representation in medieval art. After class, she heads to the gym for weightlifting and toning. Her enthusiasm for fitness got her thinking about working out as a woman and led to her to create a new identity as feminist figure girl and enter the world of competitive bodybuilding. She joins us now from her office in Alberta. Leanne McTavish, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
When did you decide to make that leap from regularly working out into what's called figure training?
I decided to do that a few years ago, and then I started training hardcore about a year ago.
So what was your impression of what are called figure girls before you got into it?
Well, I had first seen figure girls when I was in Las Vegas, and I saw them on stage in the Olympia competition, and I was horrified. I thought that I was, you know, impressed by their physiques, but they were wearing these bikinis and these crazy shoes and high heels and makeup and this long hair, and I couldn't understand why any woman would like to do that. And I really admired the heavyweight female bodybuilders who seemed more serious, more like athletes. But when I started meeting real figure girls, and there are quite a few of them here in Alberta, these were really strong women who were goal-oriented, and what they enjoyed was working out and the challenge. So I decided to rethink my initial assumptions by doing it myself.
Well, I'll admit to some of those initial assumptions, too. You know, the orange spray tan, the press-on nails, and being extremely focused on how fit one is. So what is it? What is feminist about figure bodybuilding?
Well, I wasn't sure that there was anything feminist about the activity. What was feminist about it for me was, because of my training and my interest in the history of the body and gender and sexuality, I thought, I'll do it as a feminist. So I'll be taking my feminist perspective to the whole practice. But while I was doing it, the female support that I received and the friendships I made and the way I started to think differently about my body and about the process, in the end, it was feminist. The actual wearing of the bikini on stage and marching around in it, I wouldn't consider that particularly feminist.
Well, there are contradictions in many things, but, you know, originally you immersed yourself into this figure girl universe for research. How does this contemporary maximization of the body fit into your work on historical views of the body?
I wasn't sure what would happen. The research was really open-ended, and it was about physical experience. I wanted to know what it would feel like to be in this bodybuilding world, because figure girls, they have a bit of a softer look than bodybuilders, but their training is really quite similar. And a lot of people who have written about bodybuilding, including feminist scholars, have written about it, written about pictures of it, and written about it as a spectacle. And a few have written about doing it, mostly heavyweight, but not too many. So I thought, this will be my focus, my research focus. But I was surprised that it did link with my knowledge of the early modern body, because I was afraid that I was going to focus on mastering the body and controlling it and this kind of rigid regime. But what I found was the body resisted and refused what I was trying to make it do to a large degree, that I had to really learn about what my body would do, how it would respond. And that's what bodybuilding does. It focuses on unique bodies, recognizing that every body is different. And so it was more of an early modern understanding of the body, which there is no normal body in the early modern period. It's very much about uniqueness and individuality, and health is very specific to each person.
Maybe I should stop you and distinguish for us a little bit this difference between the figure girl and the heavyweight bodybuilder.
Heavyweight bodybuilders, people might be familiar with it through Pumping Iron 2. So where women, one of my best friends is a heavyweight. She just turned pro. It's not about getting as huge as you can, but it's about growing big muscles and also being very lean and well-conditioned so you have good symmetry. Figure is more about a particular shape. So it's having very wide cap shoulders, a narrow waist, and then growing your quads, so the front of your legs. You need to be muscular throughout, but you're really focused on those areas. And you want to have, I mean, I had to actually lose muscle, because I had been bodybuilding for about 3 years just on my own because I enjoyed being strong. But I had to lose some muscle, including in my chest. So I stopped training chest and I trained my back really hard.
Yeah, your back is unbelievable. I'm actually looking at a photograph right now. We do have links on the website, you know, just every muscle defined. I know academics do go to great lengths for your research, but did you ever feel or were you ever treated as a voyeur or an interloping academic?
I wasn't. And I think it's because I was seriously working out at the gym for several years and that I did it with great respect. I went in with an open mind. I didn't think that I was smarter or better than anyone there. I had a lot to learn from people in the bodybuilding world. And also, I'm pretty comfortable at the gym, and I am from a working class background. So the idea of laboring and seeing the physical results of my labor was very rewarding to me in a way that working away in my office and writing, people always kind of wonder what professors are doing. We work really hard, but no one really sees it. So it's hard to...
Lifting coffee cups more than
weights,
I guess.
Yes, and then spending 8 years to write a book or something. It just doesn't have the same satisfaction, at least not for me. So I was completely comfortable as a figure girl.
We're speaking with Leanne McTavish. She's a professor of art history at the University of Alberta in Canada. And as she just mentioned, she's also a figure girl. She's a competitive level figure girl. Figure training.
Well, I'm actually amateur.
Well, you've competed.
I have competed, yes.
Well, I'm just wondering how your colleagues and students at the anniversary responded to this change, because it was a fairly rapid transformation. Are people vocal about it, or you think they're intimidated, inspired?
A lot of people were very supportive, especially in my department, because I'm in the Department of Art and Design. So doing crazy things or performance art, you know, they could understand it in terms of performance art, which it certainly was. Some people were worried about me. One of my good friends in the history department, she's kind of like a maternal figure for me. She was very worried that I was losing too much weight. I lost the weight really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I did get down to about 5% body fat, which is too low.
Hard for me to imagine.
She wasn't wrong about that, but, you know, that was just for a few weeks.
But how did your own sense of your body or its abilities, its limitations, changed as you trained?
I came to have a greater understanding for my body, and I learned a lot about it. I learned about my limitations. I'm not very flexible. I have a birth defect in my feet, which limits me.
Oh, you have fused ankles or something.
I have fused ankles. I've always denied it. I've just pretended like it's not true. And I finally had to realize, yes, I do have physical limitations. I have tendonitis in my wrists. I have a back injury, which caused me... I'm not very graceful in any case, but the posing and the walking, I was terrible on stage. And there are reasons for that. And so I had to understand that my body leaned out and I grew muscle pretty well. And I think I looked pretty good for an amateur, but I had limitations. And so I came to actually have a greater respect for my body and what it can do and can't do.
I'm so interested in how this feels for you. I mean, you write about building your own power and the reward of hard work and diligence. So there's very fundamental interior feelings, but they're linked to your exterior self. Do you know what I mean? That there's a part that's judged by actual judges and the reaction of others. Is there any tension between this kind of inside-outside duality? You know, you're doing this for yourself, but you're doing it to look good for everyone else.
I mainly was doing it for myself. The judges, I knew I had to do the show because in order to be respected, in order to gain authority as a bodybuilder or as a figure girl, you need to get on stage. It's very difficult. You have to do your diet down and you have to dehydrate and do all these horrible things. So the sheer willpower to get on stage is respected. I actually didn't really care what the judges thought of me. And when I got on stage, I felt really terrible.
Yeah, tell us about that day. It's so interesting.
What I should have been doing was pumping up and primping behind stage. What I was really doing was talking to all the women, and I was fascinated, and I was making mental notes about, you know, for my book. So I really was focused on research, even backstage. On stage, it was a fairly horrible experience. I felt terrible. The shoes were killing my feet. And actually, I'm not sure you knew about this, but my bra fell off on stage. I had these long nails that I never have, and I had these long hair extensions, and you have to flip your hair off your back as you do your back turn. And so I reached around to move my hair, but I actually unsnapped my bra top, and it fell right off.
Oh, my goodness.
So you'd think that would be upsetting, and in a certain sense it was, but I actually started laughing. And I thought, well, this is perfect for my blog, feministfigurgirl.com. And then, you know, I walked back, and then when I was called back to the front, I just kind of waved to everybody, and I just kind of laughed. And I had fun, and I knew that I was losing points with the judges, but that's not what I was. That's not why I was there.
No, you still came in 10th. And, you know, I want to mention to everybody that we do have a link to that blog, feministfigurgirl.com. And I have to mention the tagline, look hot while you fight the patriarchy. I want to thank you so much, Leanne, for joining us.
Thank you.
Leanne McTavish teaches art history at the University of Alberta and runs the blog Feminist Figure Girl. We do have a link to that at our website. Now, coming up, Lennon biographer Tim Riley explores the undocumented aspects of John Lennon. Breakthrough songs, breakup myths, and the early bust-up that shattered his short life. When Word of Mouth continues in just a minute.